One of the distinguishing characteristics of the elephant, the largest land mammal on Earth, is its devotion to its fellows. Sacrifice and mutual assistance are not limited to family members, but can be seen within the entire herd. A hot summer day on the African plains. Elephants are constantly on the move to find food and water. This nearly dry lake is the only source of water around. Many other animals, from wild oxen to buffalo, share this water with them. This baby elephant is finding it difficult to drink as his trunk is still very short. He has to bend down a long way to reach the water. One of the adult elephants bumps into it by accident, knocking it into the water. Unless the baby can escape at once, it will sink into the mud and die. There is no time to lose. The mother elephant kneels down and leans over the edge. She places her trunk under the baby and tries to pull it out. The other elephants reach the scene and join her, and they all try to pull the baby out. And a patient rescue operation begins. The sides are very steep. Some elephants, therefore, try to make a ramp to reach the baby by digging away at the edge. Others chase the buffaloes away from the scene. Because if a herd comes to drink near where the baby is caught, that will impede the rescue operation. Eventually, teamwork saves the day. The baby elephant is saved. Every elephant in the herd goes up to the baby and sniffs it with its trunk. This is a sign of affection among elephants. The devotion and mutual assistance within the herd has saved the baby's life. This astonishing devotion in living things is one of the miracles of God's creation. In one verse of the Quran, God informs us, "There is no creature God does not hold by the forelock." Every one of these large earthen towers is homes to creatures known as termites, which are similar to ants. Termites live in colonies made up of millions of individuals. They work together so harmoniously that the whole colony functions like a single body, a single creature. These are worker termites. They are blind and deaf. As you can see, they mix pieces of earth with a special plaster and widen the walls of their nest. God has given these creatures, which behave like the cells of a single body, different bodily structures for different jobs. Workers are born with the necessary tools for construction on their bodies. As you are now seeing, soldier termites are equipped with heavy weapons. Termites grow fungi in underground storerooms down in the depths of their nests. However, one side product of this is carbon dioxide. Unless the carbon dioxide can be eliminated from the nest, the termites will suffocate and die. Nothing of the sort happens, however, thanks to this construction technique instilled in them by God. Tall chimneys that stretch up into the wind currents pull the stale air in the nest upwards and function as the colony's lungs. Everything built by termites is a marvel of architecture and engineering. Let us now go back a little and consider what we have just been saying. The termite is a tiny insect. It possesses neither reason nor consciousness. It is also blind and deaf. So how does this insect come by the knowledge to create a whole building? How does it know what its job is from among thousands of other termites? What you are seeing on the screen is a construction project. The project contains all the details of all the jobs to be done during the construction work. Who will do what job, how, and when are all set out. An architect possessing reason and consciousness has drawn this project up, and an engineer with reason and consciousness has performed the necessary calculations. Master craftsmen, workers, and plumbers work according to the blueprint. They all study the blueprint, and construction proceeds according to plan. At this point, let us carefully consider. The termites have no drawings in their hands. They cannot receive any training. They are not managed by a visible administrator. How is it then that thousands of termites can produce a building with such an incomparable design, all working together at the same time? Let us for a moment imagine people with no eyes or ears. Let us also imagine that these people had never had any training. Then, let thousands of these people start constructing a building at the same time, with no orders given to them and no descriptions of what they have to do. Furthermore, let us imagine that the building they create contains an incomparable plan and design. Such cooperation can only be accounted for by a will that controls all these people in a miraculous manner. The same thing applies to the termite. The way these deaf and blind insects operate as a single entity and eventually create flawless buildings demonstrates one clear truth. Termites are created by God, and it is He who inspires in them the tasks they perform. God reveals in one verse of the Quran that all praise belongs to God, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, Lord of all the worlds. All greatness belongs to Him in the heavens and earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.